Hi, and welcome to Visions, our final episode for the year 2021. I am Yudeli Wickham Ashby, and it's my pleasure to end off with you and you and you as we reflect on the year 2021 in Barbados and around the world as it affects persons with disabilities. Now, in Barbados, several happenings took place at a personal level, at a community level, and at a national level. And as we think about the national level and what has been happening for persons with disabilities, some people may say, well, nothing much has happened. Maybe because you're not hearing a lot of news or not having, as we would say, the insider scoop about the advocacy, the programs that are being designed, and so on. But I want to reassure you that the disability organizations, organizations representing people with disabilities, and others have been advocating and have made some changes, some good adjustments to improve the quality of life for persons with disabilities. Of course, there are still some very vexing issues in terms of customer service, poor customer service, as it relates to persons with disabilities, the issue of persons with disabilities having the difficulty in representing and self-determining on their own personal matters. But I will share with you that there has been a commitment from the government of Barbados to establish a commission on disability affairs. And we are looking forward to seeing this become a reality in 2022. We have also seen many organizations giving tangible support and financial support to persons with disabilities at the individual level and at the organizational level. And this is greatly appreciated. Of course, persons with disabilities themselves have continued to be very strong self-advocates as well as group advocates. And I want to encourage all of us to continue the advocacy fight in 2022. When we think about the Caribbean and the strides that are also being made, I want to say that in Jamaica, the government of Jamaica has made a commitment to discuss the legislation, their disability legislation, their act, in early 2022. The government of Jamaica will be reviewing their legislation and having debates in their parliament in the first quarter of 2022. And again, this is a tremendous movement happening in the region, because many times we speak about legislation and we, the layman would say, that doesn't bother me, it doesn't make a difference to my life. But the legislation truly does make a difference to our lives. Because when we as individuals with disabilities have that legal framework, that piece of legislation that says an employer cannot discriminate against the individual with a disability based on their disability, that gives us some legs to stand on that we can legally represent ourselves and deal with the matter at hand in a very amicable way, as we hope all solutions would be worked out. In Dominica, and I will share the speech from the president of the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities, they were able to accomplish a feat that started approximately 30 years ago, where they had a vision of establishing their own multipurpose facility. And incrementally, every 5 years, they sought to ensure that one part of that vision was realized.
Approximately 2 years after the formation in 1983, during one of its regularly held retreats, the need to establish a multi-purpose development center was on the cards for the Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities. On December 3rd, 20 years ago, the occasion, IDPD, which is the International Day for Persons with Disabilities, the first phase of the development center was commissioned, and it was named the Reginald Rolle House, which was the founding member of the movement. Today, as we are now assembled here, it marked the completion and the official commissioning of the center, which we have been promoting to answer to our sustainability and a model in the creation of an all-inclusive, disability-friendly, and physically accessible building. We realize that there are many accessible buildings, but they are not, they do not have accessibility. The government headquarters is accessible, but it do not provide the accessibility for persons to go to the different ministries. In 2000, phase one, which is the secretariat, it was constructed with grant funds provided by the European Union. 5 years later, in 2006, the phase two, which is the training unit, that was funded by the CDB, BNTF. In 2015, the dormitory section, which was funded by the Japanese Small Grants Project for grassroots human security. And now, this auditorium, the final phase, has been funded by the CDB, BNTF. This facility, we can confidently say, will ease the difficulties which we have been experiencing in obtaining suitable venues to conduct our activities and programs. The completion of this multi-purpose development center will now allow us to provide additional services, increase programs to our members on our public education, awareness raising activities, and events. But what makes this handing over more special is that we will be putting it into immediate use. For not only were funds donated for the construction of the auditorium, but also for some refurbishing of the ground floor and for the purchasing of equipment, appliances, and important amenities. So any of the ministers, PSCs who are here, the call is there so you can bless the auditorium facility to have your wedding and wedding reception with a small token of appreciation. Earlier, I mentioned that the facility is also designed to serve as a model to others interested in creating a disability-friendly and physically accessible building. However, this is not the only intention. We have also incorporated an aspect of sustainability, like I just mentioned, which will be income generating, that we will be loaning out to all those who are interested to have an accessible place where their people can be comfortable. So we'll be renting it out for seminars, for conferences, meetings, weddings, theatrical presentations, cultural performances. DAPD, we have talented people among us because we say disability is not inability. So we'll be showcasing our artistic skills and our creative abilities that we will put on show. We will expose our talent very soon. Our long-term sustainability is one of the major goals, and we believe that it plays an important part in helping ourselves. Nothing about us without us. We are looking to play our indoor sports of floorball and table tennis, especially table tennis for the blind. We saw that some equipment was given just last week, And I think we'll be putting out our request to have some equipment so that we can have our table tennis for the blind. Anything that you can do, we can do it too. Come and see us in action. Just 2 weeks ago, on December 3rd, for the 30th year, we commemorate a day specifically dedicated to persons with disabilities. And the theme was leadership and participation for persons with disabilities towards an inclusive, accessible, and sustainable post-COVID-19 world. In reviewing some of the past themes for the over 25 years, we note with interest the word inclusive, accessible, and sustainable were used. And it was made mention 12 times, 1999, 2000, 2006, 2009, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2017, 2018, 2020, and 2021. There is no doubt that we at the APD have been and will always be the forerunners. We lead, We started it. We are 38 years in existence, and we expect the others to follow suit. This, no doubt, through our unending advocacy, awareness raising, and public education programs. This, as you can see, and you will see better, is indeed a majestic structure, one that is to all. They stand in awe when they look at the building. We at the APD, we are very happy that we have come to this final phase. We were happy to note that in the radio address by the Honorable Addis King for International Day for Persons with Disabilities, that one of our most ready and waiting gifts of the National Commission, we hope, will soon be instituted. We eagerly await further word to this regard. And like we say in the disability movement, our minister, nothing about us without us. In your planning and execution, remember it. The completion and commissioning of this multi-purpose development center is a living testimony of the importance of goals setting, and we have no intention to stop here. It is not easy to have an institution to survive for 38 years. Because of dedication, determination, we have come this very long way. If we can do it, others can do it too. Madam Minister, the Prime Minister is not here, but I'm saying this on our behalf to you, to him, that we would like to take the opportunity to say that we have been trying our best, and we are hoping that we can have an audience with the Honorable Prime Minister. There are things we want to talk to him about, and we would be happy if he was here today. And it would be nice, like we had 1 year, that the entire cabinet could be with us. The handing over and dedication of the completion of this multi-purpose development center is another historic day for the Dominican Association of Persons with Disability. Just join us and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and give thanks. I thank you for your courtesies and kind attention. And we tell you, you are welcome today to see, and you are welcome to contribute tomorrow. Thank you.
And we say congratulations to them, as well as the persons with disabilities and the government of Jamaica, for all the tremendous work that they're doing. And this accomplishment in Dominica was achieved through the Caribbean Development Bank, through the government of the Republic of the Commonwealth of Dominica. So again, we are seeing the importance of partnerships, the importance of collaboration, and the importance of supporting each other. Because as I often say, when you give support to persons with disabilities, when you ensure that your businesses, your premises, your services are accessible to persons with disabilities, it means that the rest of the society are also benefiting from improved environmental conditions, improved customer services, and of course, improved quality of services and goods. So the entire society benefits as you reach out to support and assist persons with disabilities.
Good afternoon and season greetings, everyone. Let me recognize the presence of Honorable Joseph Isaac, Speaker of the House of Assembly, Honorable Reginald Ostrey, Senior Minister and Minister for Housing and Urban Development, Honorable Rosalind Paul, Minister for Youth, Sports, Culture and Community Development, Honorable Dr. Addis King, Minister of Youth Development and Empowerment, Youth at Risk, Gender Affairs, Senior Security and Dominicans with Disabilities, other Honorable Members of Cabinet, Permanent Secretaries, Mr. Lucien Blackmore and Mrs. Sylvani Burton, Mrs. Nathalie Murphy, Executive Director, Dominican Association of Persons with Disabilities, Mrs. Irma Raymond Joseph, President of the Dominican Association of Persons with Disabilities, Mr. Matthew Carrett, Project Manager, Basic Needs Trust Fund, Monsignor Eustace Thomas, staff of BNTF and Community Development, other distinguished guests, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen. Let me begin today by acknowledging all the Dominicans with disabilities and those present here. I am indeed honored to be a part of this special occasion. I bring you warm greetings on behalf of the Honorable Prime Minister, who holds you very dear to his heart and would have loved to be here, but regrettably had another pressing engagement. Today is a giant step for persons living with disabilities in Dominica, as it amplifies the importance of inclusion and reinforces the principles that issues concerning persons with disabilities should not and cannot be treated in isolation, but rather can only be achieved through their active participation. The DLP government views this day with importance. We seek to ensure that access issues for people with disabilities have the same importance today as on every day when making policy decisions and in building dynamic Dominica. With our infrastructural upgrades, whether it is within the modernization of our city in terms of disability-friendly sidewalks and crossings, our new state-of-the-art hospital, other modern facilities, and in the provision of services, we ensure that the needs of persons with disabilities are factored in the planning process. We have to continue to strive as a country that persons with disabilities have equal access to employment, training, and other opportunities so they can obtain their independence, be self-reliant, and fully participate in society. So, we have to continuously increase awareness and understanding of disability issues and the gains to be derived from the integration of people with disabilities in every aspect of life. And as Honorable Paul said, this Roosevelt Skerrit-led administration intends to leave no one behind. As Minister King stated, we ratified the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in October 2012 to cement the solidarity. Further, we were more inclined to ratify the Convention as it is the legal tool for ensuring that people living with disabilities have access to the same rights and privileges as everyone else. This convention challenges people worldwide to understand that someone with a disability should have equal opportunity for inclusion in the economic and social enabling environment. By jointly undertaking this project, it demonstrates the government's commitment to protecting the rights and the needs of persons with disabilities. From the perspective of national goals and interests, the government of Dominica, through this BNTF 9 funded project, has been able to achieve just that. The Dominica Association of Persons with Disabilities is the overarching entity representing all persons living with disabilities in Dominica. This newly enhanced, majestic, multipurpose structure shall enable the DAPD to continue to empower all persons with disabilities individually and collectively. Under this project, the members of the DAPD have just made their voices louder in propagating greater awareness nationally, regionally, and even internationally. Persons wishing to return or visit Dominica should feel more at ease being in a country where they know they have genuine representation. This is because through this project, persons living with disabilities are now equipped with enhanced facilities which will enable them to implement better systems and programs with greater ease. They will have a better working environment, an atmosphere which will empower them to take immediate actions and seek adequate responses to address their specific needs. We can now look forward to trainings and seminars facilitating up to 200 persons per session, as opposed to a mere 20 persons in the past. There has been potential for both an expanded membership and increased demand for services to the significant group of persons across the country. Unfortunately, the previous limited capacity of the center made it difficult to do so. With this upgraded national center, we can now have better institutional capacity. The DAPD exemplifies the benefits of collaboration and partnership and the overall advantage that different focus groups working together can achieve common goals more purposefully. DAPD would not be at this important juncture were it not for the social and economic generosity of the partnership of the Caribbean Development Bank and the government of Dominica. The vision of the government and the CDB are intertwined and focused at reducing the incidence of poverty and building resilience through an inclusive community developed. May God continue to bless you and bless our country.
Now, when we look at persons who have done tremendous work for the disabled around the Caribbean region, again, we are seeing persons with disabilities themselves, their parents, their siblings, their friends, their co-workers, and service clubs in particular, who do quite a lot of work. And during this COVID period, many persons with disabilities, many families who have members with disabilities would not have made it through without the support of their doctors, their psychologists, their psychiatrists, their counselors, and of course, the nurses, the social workers, the pharmacists. So many individuals have given quality services to the members in our community who have disabilities. And we are saying thank you to all of them. We are saying we appreciate the call of duty that you exercise as you service us. And of course, I cannot leave out the orderlies, the security guards who are there lending us a shoulder, a hand to lean on. And we appreciate all that you give to us. Now, one of the vexing issues has been, how are our children with disabilities being supported with their online learning? It has been a challenge, and yes, it is new ground for many of us in Barbados and across the Caribbean. However, we still cannot allow that to be the excuse for not providing the assistive support, the reasonable accommodation that is needed and required by our students with various disabilities. I know, it has been one of those vexing issues which was not really ventilated quite a lot in Barbados. But on several online meetings, they were discussed. And I want to say thank you to the teachers and their assistants, the parents, and everyone who sought to ensure that our students with disabilities were able to learn and at the same time not become stressed with their learning. We are looking forward for greater improvement in the new year as we seek to ensure that no child is left behind. For many adults with disabilities, they grew accustomed to being at home, unemployed, or underemployed. And as a result, encountered some major emotional and psychological challenges in feeling unworthy. And I want to say that this COVID-19 period allowed for many of these individuals to obtain the vital emotional and psychological support that they could not necessarily afford financially. And this is a tremendous benefit, for it allowed individuals to vent and truly express their emotional needs and concerns as we all seek to this COVID-19 situation and our regular issues that confront us. So it has been a wonderful year. It has been a challenging year. It has been a rewarding year. And at the same time, it has also been a disappointing year in some aspects of our lives and our society. Through it all, though, we are very thankful for our lives and the support of our families, friends, and well-wishers, all those who are there giving us that vital support. Throughout this year, we lost several members within the disabled fraternity. And I want to extend condolences to the family members and friends who are still mourning the loss of their loved ones. As we grieve, remember there is strength that we can pull from within ourselves and continue to move on with the memories, the cherished memories of our loved ones. All I need to say right now, as I close off the program, is a huge, huge, huge thank you, Dawn, and David Howell. I certainly appreciate the technical support that you have given to me to make sure that the Vision program was always an excellent quality. Thank you. I truly appreciate it. And our listeners appreciate the time and the effort that you put in with this program. So I want to wish all my listeners right across the world, and I must give a big shout out to Dr. Diane Dreger in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Dr. Confident in Nigeria, Ghana, and of course, my Caribbean people and all my local people for the tremendous support you have given to me as well in showing your appreciation for the information shared. So thank you, and I'm wishing you God's blessings for good health, wonderful memories in the new year coming, and of course, love. Love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So until next year, God willing, when more exciting and new programs will come your way, do enjoy and be safe. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300 and via email, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can look for this and past episodes on the newly redesigned VOB929.com website.